We just heard from District 6 Commissioner Jerry Neesmith, who is up for re-election this year. But earlier this week, I spoke to his opponent, community activist Jesse Houle. Our conversation began with Houle's reasons for entering the race.
So for me, I see this as essentially an extension of what I've been doing in the community for more than a decade. Athens has this reputation for being kind of a blue dot in a red sea, but I don't see how we've really earned that when we think of like the policies we have in place and the economic reality of most people in Athens, the high incarceration rate, disproportionate arrests of people of color, the very high poverty rate, and what sticks out even more importantly to me is the extremely high wealth inequality rate. And so to me, the work that I've been doing alongside a lot of folks in the community for many years, we've seen ourselves go from successfully stopping bad stuff to winning good things. And I think the more folks that we can get behind the rail that are working with the community, the more success we'll have in the future as well.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things you've kind of fought to bring to Athens.
Sure. So I used to be one of those folks who would watch The Daily Show and kind of commiserate about the woeful state of affairs in American politics. And then Occupy happened, and I think like many folks, that woke me up to being involved in politics in a more engaged, direct, public, personal way. And one of the successes I'm most proud of at that time is we were able to stop the public curfew law from being passed, which was this law that was going to ban people being in public spaces overnight. And they said it was a response to us, but I think it was more actually an excuse to try to do what they'd been trying to do for a long time, which was get people who are unhoused out of these public spaces downtown. And since then, you know, we've grown over the years. I worked a lot with a lot of people's campaigns, and I co-founded Athens for Everyone with a lot of folks. And through that org, alongside the Economic Justice Coalition and the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, Athens Immigrant Rights Coalition, and many, many other orgs, we've fought not only to win a dialogue about things, but to actually win substantive change. We got living wages for Clark County employees. We've gotten fair free transit for youth and seniors, the stopping of cash bail for local things, ceasing cooperation with ICE, and on and on. And I don't think I can singularly take credit for any of that, but I'm really proud to have worked with a lot of people to help make that a reality.
And tell me, Jesse, what are you focusing on as you run for this office?
So we have a pretty ambitious platform. It's a continuation of what we heard people talking about in 2018. And there's a few things I'd like to highlight beyond that. At the top, and really the core issue for me, is economic and racial justice. I think it's important to see those two as inextricably interlinked, that you can't have one without the other. You can't talk about racial justice without having substantive economic components to that backing it up. And you can't talk about economic justice and not have an honest conversation about race. There's also a lot, what I like to call a Green New Deal in Athens. So, you know, the local government can't provide some revolutionary transformation because there's a limited scope that we have. But we can be in line with the transformation that we're seeking on the state and federal and global level. And so in Athens, I think that looks like expanding public transit and renewable energy infrastructure and weatherized infrastructure and sustainable infrastructure and paying people living wages to do that. Another key component of that for me is ceasing the practice of unpaid inmate labor in this town. And instead of continuing what's essentially slavery, modern day slavery, locking people in cages and only letting them out to do manual labor for us for free, we should be paying folks a living wage to do that. I was really proud to see folks on the commission actually approve some funding to pay people what still would have been an abysmal amount, but like $4 a day to do that. So these situations we see come up over and over again. And then I think it's on us in the community, and especially on the folks in City Hall, to say, well, what can we do?
And you are holding a campaign kickoff. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's going to be at Academia Brewing, which is on Atlanta Highway, right in our district, District 6. And it'll be on Sunday, March 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll have a few speakers. I'm still waiting on confirming a couple of them and some musical performance. I know that Mariah Parker and Tim Denson will both be there to speak, which I'm very excited about.
Is everybody invited?
Everybody's, of course. I would like to think that there isn't a single thing I will do while running for public office or in it that wouldn't be everyone invited.
Is there anything else you want your potential constituents to know?
When we talk about why I'm running, I go back to talking about like vision and courage, which is something I think a lot of people are talking about these days. But it's important, I think, for us to rethink what local government can be and maybe what it should be, and that we really need a vision for what can happen and the courage to take action. But when we're taking that courageous action, it's in line with a vision and not just reacting to what's brought to us all the time. I think that will give us better things to react to over time. And so really collaborating as a commission, and more importantly, as a community, bringing the government out of City Hall and into the community and finding ways to have empowered community oversight boards that aren't just advising but really have decision-making power, and involving the community in our decision-making processes so that all these things that we want to pass do become more feasible on a shorter timeline.